Okay, so we are continuing with the halachos of the Seder. And as we say, we're moving right along. And now we're up to Siman Tov Ayin Zayin, which are the halachos of Afikomen. After the meal, you eat a little bit of matzah shemura, or you eat a little bit of matzah that was hidden underneath the cloth. You give everyone one kezayis. And this is Zecher LePesach Hanecho Al Hasova, and you have to eat it beHaseba. You don't make a bracha, and you should be careful to eat it before Chatzos. And then the Rama adds that not only should you do Afikomen before Chatzos, but you should also try to do Hallel before Chatzos, which, to the best of my knowledge, I don't know anyone who really does. Okay, so now the Mishnah Brura, as we know, is not someone who restrains himself when it comes to potentially identifying and locating some chumras. And the Mishnah Berurah writes that although Shulchan Aruch writes that you should eat one kezayis for Afikomen, he believes that you should eat two kezayisim. One kezayis, zecher lepesach, and the other kezayis, which is zecher for the matzah that was ne'echal im ha-pesach. Right, the Korban Pesach was not eaten on its own. As we've commented, the Korban Pesach was eaten together with matzah, for sure. The question is whether it was eaten with matzah and moror bizman ha-mikdash, whether it was eaten together, but for sure the Pesach was eaten with matzah. So the Mishnah Berurah says that you should eat two kezayisim for the Pesach and for the matzah. However, over here, when we eat two kezayisim, unlike the mitzvah of achilas matzah, where the poskim try to say that you should eat both kezayisim together, because achilas matzah, I'm not sure which matzah is the ikar matzah, is it top or middle? But by afikomen, even if you eat two kezayisim, Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that you don't eat it together, and that's because the matzah that was eaten with the Pesach was not really eaten together with the Pesach in the ordinary sense. The matzah was eaten usually separate, at least according to the Chachamim who disagree with Hillel. Everyone has to eat afikomen, and you have to eat the afikomen al hasova. You have to eat the afikomen when you are already full. That was considered l'mashcha l'gedula. The halacha was that all karbanos had to be eaten in a very respectful, dignified way. And it's considered more respectful to eat the all kachim once you are full. Especially when it comes to Karban Pesach. And over here we are commemorating the Pesach. When it comes to Karban Pesach, certainly the Torah says that the Pesach is ne'echal al hasova, which is probably because we didn't want Shviras Etzem, we didn't want you to break a bone, to break a bone of the Karban, not to break your own bone, etc. Now, Shulchan Aruch writes that you should eat the Afikomen with Haseba. B'diyevet, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Se'if Katan Dalet, that if you ate it without Haseba, you don't have to eat it again. And that's because the Rambam Shita is that you eat Afikomen without Haseba, and we will rely on the Rambam B'diyevet. Now you get the impression from the Mishnah Berurah's comment that L'chatchila, if a person ate Afikomen without Haseba, L'chatchila, you should eat Afikomen again. Well, here's the problem, that the Mishnah Berurah is Soser himself. We saw earlier that the Mishnah Berurah in Tuf Ayin Beis, if cut in Chaf Beis, the Mishnah Berurah over there says that you should not eat Afikomen if you ate it without Haseba because of the concern that you're not allowed to eat after Afikomen. So if you ate Afikomen without Haseba, L'maisa you're Yotze, and if L'maisa you're Yotze, so then, if L'maisa you're Yotze, so eating it again would be a violation of eating after Afikomen. So there's a steer in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah over here, Sif Katan Dalet, says, if you ate it without Haseba, you don't have to eat it again, implying that this is only true, or saying that this is only true if it's difficult to eat it again, but L'chatchila, you should eat it again. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah in Tuf Ayin Bey said, don't eat it again, Because if you eat afikomen a second time, so you'll be eating after afikomen potentially. So that's the stira in the Mishnah Berurah. Does anyone have a suggestion how to answer the stira in the Mishnah Berurah? I see blank faces. The advantage of Zoom is I could see faces. It's not just hearing, but the faces appear blank. You chop the stira, gentlemen. Should you try to eat afikomen again if you ate it without hiseba? Stira in the Mishnah Berurah. So, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, all the poskim say variations of the same theme, which is that there's a difference between if you mamish finished eating afikomen, in gansin, we're done, nothing more, and a situation where you're not entirely done with the afikomen. Meaning, if I eat afikomen without haseba, but I'm still involved, I didn't bench yet, I still think I might eat a little bit more, and then I remember, again, different versions of the same theme, so then I eat afikomen again with haseba. In Tafayim Beis, where he says that you should not eat it again because it appears like you're eating afikomen twice, that means when you're in Gansen finished, you totally finished eating the afikomen. Okay, good. Then the Mechaber writes, and this is an interesting expression, Yehei Zahir La'ochlo Kodem Chatzos. What does that mean, Yehei Zahir? Yehei Zahir. What does it mean, gentlemen? Tuf Ayin Zayin Se'if Aleph, Yehei Zahir La'ochlo Kodem Chatzos. Meaning, you should try to eat it before Chatzos. It's like a funny expression, no? Usually, the halacha has genuine requirements. For the halacha to say, you should try to do it, it doesn't say, I should try to hear shofar, I should try to shake a lulav. You eat it. You don't eat the lulav, you don't eat the shofar, but you do the mitzvah, right? So what does it mean that yehi zahir, that you should try to eat the matzah before chatzos? So the poskim basically say, you know what, there's a machlikas hatanoyim in the Mishnah in Zevachim, whether ha-Pesach eino ne'echal ela ad chatzos, or whether the Pesach is ne'echal all night. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah says a Pesach is only eaten until chatzos. That's the time of Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. Now it is interesting, because a Pesach is only ne'echal until chatzos, so how come at the beginning of the Haggadah, we say, Ma'aseh b'Rabbi Eliezer b'Rabbi Yehoshua Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and they're saying Yetzias Mitzrayim all night. Why are they saying Yetzias Mitzrayim all night? They didn't see, but Yetzias Mitzrayim is only at a zman where there's a mitzvah to eat matzah / Karban Pesach. And if you hold the Achilas matzah / Karban Pesach is only until Chatzos, so Chai Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who is of that opinion, should not eat Korban Pesach after Chatzos, and he should not do Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim after Chatzos. So that's the question. So some posts can say that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah only did that because he's in Bnei Brak, and Bnei Brak is the town of Rabbi Akiva, and Ayishana Odom Mipnei HaMachlokas, that you should do the community practice. This is a little bit difficult, because we know that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel would maintain their own opinions in general, and there is no violation of Lo Yisus Goy to do, according to many in the sugya, to Machlokes Abaye and Rava, in the sugya in Yevamos Yudalet, about if you have two different Piskei Halacha in the same town. So over here also, let's say there are two different Piskei Halacha. Let's say what you have is some are done at Chatzos and some are done after Chatzos. L'cha'ora, that's not going to be a problem. So what's the pshat in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah doing Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim after Chatzos? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that Pesach only goes until Chatzos. So the Rambam uses this to prove that, you know what? L'halacha, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah changed his mind. And lahalocha, you could really eat Korban Pesach all night. And lahalocha, we paskin, therefore, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is all night. And if that's the case, Atzipa Yitzis Mitzrayim is all night lahalacha, so therefore you don't have to finish Afikoyimin by Chatzos. So that's why Shulchan Aruch writes Yehezo here. You should be careful. Be careful, in other words, Me'ikar didn't we hold like the Rambam, that you don't have to finish by Chatzos. We hold like the Rambam who passes like Rabbi Akiva. Nonetheless, I should be machmir like Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah and try to finish by Chatzos. I should be machmir against the Rambam. That's the pashtus in the Shulchan Aruch. The Bir Halacha over here gives a whole discussion about which Rishonim passing like Rabbi Akiva, which Rishonim passing like Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah. It's basically a pick'em, right? Basically, half the Rishonim go one way, half the Rishonim go the other way. So the Mechaber says Yehi Zohir. That would mean, l'cha'ora, that we don't make ourselves so crazy about doing it before Chatzos. The mitzvah achilas matzah, certainly you should do before Chatzos. But afikomen, it says Yehi Zohir. Nonetheless, I think the standard practice is that we try to be choshish for Chatzos. And the Avni Nezer has a famous Eitza, no? The Avni Nezer says, as Chatzos is approaching, you should eat a kezayis of matzah and make a condition. If the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, this is afikomen. If the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, this is not afikomen. Aye, if the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you're not allowed to eat after afikomen. So the Avni Nezer has a razzle-dazzle chiddush, where the Avni Nezer suggests that, you know what? The real halacha is that at Chatzos, you have to have the taste of matzah in your mouth. If after Chatzos, you eat something, that's not so terrible. And therefore, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, eat, or therefore the Avni Nezer suggests that b'chayshish Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and need a kezayis of matzah before Chatzos, and the Isser of eating after that Kazai's matzah, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, is not such a bad Isser, so long as at the moment of Chatzos, you have the flavor of matzah in your mouth. That's a razzle-dazzle chiddush. It's razzle-dazzle for a number of reasons. Many poskim assume that, based on the Gemara in Ksubis and Daf Ayin Beis, that milsa de lesa b'shlichus lesa b'tnai. You can only make conditions on something that you can delegate to someone else to do for you. That you could appoint a shaliach. Tell me, chevra, can I appoint a shaliach to eat afikomen for me? Can I appoint a shaliach to wear tefillin for me? Can I appoint a shaliach to do any mitzvah for me? Chas v'chalila, that would... Judaism by proxy does not work, no? One of the things that Dr. Lamb used to lecture about very often was American Jewry in the 1950s basically felt that the rabbi should be religious, and we'll let the rabbi be religious, and we'll fulfill Judaism by proxy. We don't believe in that, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. We believe that every individual has to do mitzvahs on his or her own. So since there's no shlichus, so therefore, right, I have to do the mitzvah myself, so therefore, how can I make a t'nai? How can I do this Avni Nezer razzle-dazzle idea? So that's already an interesting question. There's a whole literature to answer this question, that maybe the yesod of milsa de lesa b'shlichus lesa b'tnai is because you're not a bailam on something. The reason why I can't delegate someone to do a mitzvah for me is not because I'm not the bailam on the mitzvah, but rather it's because the mitzvah has to be done on my guf. I can't appoint a shaliach to put tefillin on instead of me, because the mitzvah tefillin says it's got to be on my arm. And the mitzvah matzah that has to enter my stomach. So I can't have a shaliach. It's not, it doesn't show any chisarin in my bailos. Since it does not show any chisarin in my bailos, so as such, I'm allowed to make a condition. That's the pashtus with this tanai of the Avni Nezer. Again, so let's chazer. The Mechaber writes that you should be zahir, and that you should be careful to try to finish afikomen before Chatzos. That sounds like, since many Rishonim pass like Rabbi Akiva, so it's not so essential. In the sense of, don't beat yourself up, you're not a bad Jew if you eat afikomen after Chatzos. However, the pashtus is that you should finish afikomen before Chatzos. Not only should you finish afikomen before Chatzos, the Rambam writes that you should try to finish even Hallel before Chatzos. I don't know anyone who does this besides Rav Shechter. Rav Shechter is like a speedy Seder, and he finishes Hallel even before Chatzos. I think that is already That's already difficult. Although this year, when Chatzos in the New York area is 12:57 a.m., it's easier than on years when it's before they change the clock. Although you have to be careful. Maybe this year it's going to be easier, certainly because we're davening at home, and we should start the Seder right away, no? Because we're davening at home, there's no delay of coming back from shul, etc. Begin the Seder at the earliest possible moment, and in that respect, you will... In that respect, you will have more time to chatzais. Okay. So you're not allowed to start the Seder before Seis, although we had a machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Taz about can I say Kiddush before Seis and just drink the wine after Seis. Remember, that first cup, the Kiddush cup, is the first of the Dalekosis. Everybody knows the Dalekosis have to be done at the time of night. So, can you get that extra minute? Say Kiddush before Tzeis and drink the wine after Tzeis. That's a machlokas Magen Avraham and Taz. Hey, it saves you 2 minutes. Right. Not so much time. I agree with that. So... the minig of Nusach Sfarad is that you say Halal after Mari before Seder. Rav Soloveitchik used to say that that practice, again, the Mechaber has a Shita as well, and Nusach Sfarad follows the Mechaber, that practice is based on the minig of saying Halal B'tzibur. It could be that there are two separate inyanim of Halal. There's the Halal of the Yochid that we say at the Seder, then there's the Halal of the Tzibur, and that's why they would say Halel in Shul Leil HaSeder. There's a Yerushalmi that writes that there are Yud Ches Yom in the Beis Leilois that you say Halel. Our Gemara in Erechin writes Yud Ches Yomim. The Rashba quotes this Yerushalmi. Here, just 1 second. Can I call you back in 5 minutes?
Sure.
The Rashba in Brachis quotes this Yerushalmi, and therefore, according to the Yerushalmi, you should say Halal both nights of Pesach and Shul. However, according to the Rav, this din of the Yerushalmi / Rashba, but whatever, is a halacha in Halal and Tzibur, and therefore this year you should not say Halal after davening before what's it called? You should not say Halal after davening before the Seder, because we're not going to have a Tzibur this year. Ad kan the sheet of the Rav. So let's just go back to what we have. The Magen Avraham and the Taz of Machlekes, can you say Kiddush before nightfall? Everyone holds that the Kos of Kiddush should drink after nightfall. And that's because the Dalek Kaisis L'chor should be at the Zman when you couldn't fulfill mitzvos halayla. If that's the case, we understand the Ramah. When the Ramah says, I'm supposed to say Halal before Chatzos, the Pshat is, it's not a din in Halal, rather it's a din in Dalekosis. And one of the Kosis, the fourth Kos, is the Kos on Halal, so therefore I should drink that Kos before Chatzos, according to the Ramah. Somehow the practice developed that we're Machmer and Afikoyman before Chatzos, but we're not Machmer on Halal before Chatzos. In other words, I guess we assume that since Afikomen is a suffix d'iraisa, since according to Rashi and the Rashbam and the Rambam, the Ikar Mitzvah of Matzah is at Afikomen, like we discussed in terms of the sugya of making a bracha before the real Kiyom HaMitzvah. So if that's the case, so for the d'iraisas, we are machmir that you should do before Chatzos. For the Halal Leil HaSeder, which for Pashtus is d'rabbanon, so therefore we're not machmir before Chatzais. But again, this is difficult because Dalek Haisis itself is the Rabbanon. I don't know why the first two, why we're Machmir on Kos 1 even before Chatzos. Or Kos 1 after Tzeis, excuse me. Let's go slowly. What happens if a person is delayed in the Seder? Or the person is busy? He gets a Hatzalah call. He's in the hospital, and right before Chatzos, the person comes out. So what do you do if you end up 10 minutes before Chatzos? you end up with an opportunity. You didn't do any Seder yet. What do you do? So the Mishnah Berurah over here in Se'if Katan Vav, he quotes in the Dogomer of Vava that you should eat, you should make Kiddush, and then make the Brach of Al Achilas Matzah, and then make Maror, which is Dirabonan, and in other words, if you have time, what you should do is do Kiddush, Hamotzi, Al Achilas Matzah, and Al Achilas Maror before Chatzos. And after Chatzos, you say the Haggadah. Now, this is very difficult. Right? The Emek Bracha raises an objection here. The Emek Bracha says, one second, what's going on? But according to Dogomer Vav, I'm saying Haggadah after Chatzos. Or if you have to be machmir to eat matzah before chatzos, so then the Haggadah also you should do before chatzos, because the Haggadah is the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is connected to the matzah. So you should do that before chatzos as well. So therefore the Dogomer Vava suggests Kiddush, a tiny bit of Haggadah, enough just to be Yotzei Haggadah, and then Matzah, or before Chatzos, and Maror, which is Rabbonim Bezman Hazeh, that you do after Chatzos. That's what the Dogomer Vava feels. I've had this shayla, not myself, but with people who were aware that things would drag on in their place of work or whatever. They wouldn't have much time for a Seder. They might be finishing right before Chatzos. So what you do? And the Pashtus is the Dogomer Vava is wrong. I thought of a possible defense for the Dogomer Vava, based on this Machlokas Magen Avraham and Taz that we were discussing beforehand. The Sheita that you have to do Kiddush after Tzeis HaKoychovim, what's the Pshat? How come I have to do Kiddush after Tzeis HaKoychovim? Lucha Oira, only the Dalek Hosis, only drinking the cup has to be after Tzeis. So maybe the answer is that no. The Kiddush is a fulfillment of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is also noting the ways that this night is different than all other nights. That's the Pshat Nemanishtana. Since that's the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, you fulfill Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim b'ze'er anpin. You fulfill that ayadeh the Kiddush. So therefore, I do the Kiddush after Tzeis. If that's the case, so then we understand the Dogomer Vava. Because when the Dogomer Vava says that what you should do is just Kiddush, Hamotzi, Maror, the Pshat is, I am doing Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim before Chatzos, because I'm Yotze some element of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Ayideh the Kiddush. So I think this is a defense of the dark arts, Lahavdol, that's a defense of the Dogomer Vava. Kayadu, I think that is the pshat. Okay, gentlemen, let's review what we have. Do you have to eat matzah before chatzos? Yeah, we need matzah before chatzos. Do you have to eat afikomen before chatzos? So, that's a double-edged sword. Right, what's the ikar mitzvah matzah? And do you have to be choshish for chatzos at all? Right, do you pass like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah like Rabbi Akiva? We know that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah himself did Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim after Chatzos. So that seems to indicate that even Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah feels that you're Yotze after Chatzos. And that leads the Rambam to say, maybe Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah changed his mind. Nonetheless, the Sefer Emek Bracha says, no, I could say a different pshat. The reason why Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said Haggadah after Chatzos is not a kiyum in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is being mekayim the Tosefta. The Tosefta writes that a person is supposed to learn Hilchos Pesach all night. People don't realize this. There's more of an inyan to stay up all night Leil HaSeder than there is to stay up all night at Shavuos. Shavuos, the minhag of Klal Yisrael, says you stay up all night. Where does that come from? Magen Avraham quotes it. But there's a Tosefta, a much earlier source, that says that you're supposed to do Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim all night. According to the Tosefta, that I do Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, not Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, qua the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, But to be Isaac and Hilchos Pesach all night, out the midst of Talmud Torah all night, a special midst of Talmud Torah, so that's a pshat in Reb Elazar ben Azariah. Reb Elazar ben Azariah was not being Mekayim Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim all night. He's being Mekayim the special mitzvah of Talmud Torah, Leil HaSeder, the mitzvah that's listed in the Tosefta Ad Kan. Okay, Chavra? So that is the Inyan of Chatzos. I remember the first year I was married, I went to my in-laws for Pesach. My father-in-law was like, I don't do Afikom before Chatzos. And I thought, like, this is Reform Judaism. I got worried, you know, I thought my wife's Orthodox. I thought her parents are Orthodox. I'm like, oh my gosh, how come they're not doing Afikom before Chatzos? Then you look into it more, it's not so posh. There's actually a steer in Tysus about whether we pass in Kribbozov and Azariah before Chatzos. Do we pass on like Rebbe Akiva that it should be that your Yotze, the Pesach Ne'echal Kol HaLayla, that's not only Ad Chatzais. That's Tav Ayin Zayin Se'if Aleph. The Pashtus in the Halacha is that if I say Halel after Chatzais, I certainly recite the Bracha at the end of Hallel. At the end of Hallel, Leil HaSeder, we recite a bracha. Pashtus is after Chatzos, the Minhag HaOlam is that we recite a bracha on Hallel. This is the Pashtus in the Mishnah Berurah as well, that you make a bracha on Hallel after Chatzos, but L'chatzchila you do it before Chatzos. That's the Mishnah Berurah, Se'if Katan Zayin. The Mishnah Berurah wrote a book called Machane Yisrael. The Mishnah Berurah is very worried. Before he wrote the Mishnah Berurah, Chafetz Chaim was very worried that there are Jews who are soldiers in the army, and because they're soldiers in the army, they are not able to fulfill all the mitzvahs kedibay, and therefore he wrote the Sefer Machane Yisrael to explain to them how you fulfill mitzvahs in this difficult army situation. And the Mishnah Berurah in the Machane Yisrael writes that if you're in the army and you don't have an opportunity to say Hallel before Chatzos, so say Hallel after Chatzos, B'li Bracha. So that's really interesting. Apparently the Mishnah Berurah changed his mind. Again, if you read some of Benny Brown's articles regarding the Chafetz Chaim and his approach to Halacha, we spoke about the article that you could Google called Soft Stringency. But Benny Brown, towards the end of that article, gives a whole series of changes in halacha within the Chofetz Chaim's writings. For example, l'chatzchila, do you have to be chayshish about not shaving anywhere on your face or not shaving all the way, I should say, across from the pa'as hazaka, from the pa'as harosh? That's also a discussion in Benny Brown's article. Here again, we see another change in the Chofetz Chaim's writing. There's a discussion in the poskim, and this is Tav Ayin Zayin Se'if Beis. Let's say you have a person who's absent-minded, and the person already drank two cups of wine, and the person forgot to eat afikomen at the Seder. What do you do? So even if you're already benched, you have to eat afikomen again. You should try not to make the Borei Pri HaGofen until after Birkas HaMazon, because you're going to have to wash again and make a Borei Pri HaGofen after the Birchas HaMazon, after eating the second Afikomen. However, after the Borei Pri HaGofen, so the Mechaber writes, you do not eat Afikomen again. You rely on the fact that I ate matzah during the Seuda, and I don't need Afikomen. However, this is only true in those communities where they felt the Ikar Mitzvah of matzah is the matzah at the beginning of the meal. If the community felt that the Ikar Mitzvah of matzah is the afikomen, so then you have to eat afikomen no matter what. This, of course, has a nafgamina in terms of if a person has limited matzah shemura, do you use the matzah shemura for the matzah at the beginning of the meal, or do you use the matzah shemura for the matzah at the time of afikomen? Again, so these are some of those discussions. The Rambam writes, in a situation where you have to eat matzah again and bench again, And even if you made a Bayre Priya Goffin the first time, you have to do it again because you didn't have Matzah Shemura the first time. So in that situation, you make a new Bayre Priya Goffin, and it's not Nira Kimosif ala Kosos. It doesn't appear like you are adding on the Kosos. The Ramah adds at the very end of Tafayin Zayin, if you lose Afikomen, so then you, then what you do is you recite, what you do is you just take any other matzah and you use that for Afikomen. Okay, gentlemen, everyone should stay safe. And B'lin Neder, I want to continue Hilchos Leil HaSeder tomorrow with you. I'd like to try to finish Hilchos Leil HaSeder to the best of our ability. I think it's doable. We might need to give slightly longer shiurim on Monday and Tuesday to finish. I don't think saying shiur on Wednesday will be feasible. Wednesday, Erev Pesach, is one of the busiest days in the Jewish calendar. So I think what we should do is assume that we'll have shiur on Monday and Tuesday, and maybe we'll try to have shiur a little bit longer. Is that okay, Chevra? Thumbs up? Okay. Thank you. Gentlemen, be safe. Have a wonderful day. Kol tov. Bye-bye.